Time to see what's happening in Sauk Prairie. Raul Labrèche is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts.
And we're back here at Mornings at McFarland's. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the second show of the new year. I was excited last week. I had great people on the show. Well, a great person, Karen DeSanto, was here talking about Boys and Girls Clubs of the whole area. And now this morning I have two guests. Yes, two guests for the price of one, ladies and gentlemen, on Mornings at McFarland's. And folks that one that I've known for quite a while. Gene, I haven't known you as long, I guess, but you and I have struck up a relationship pretty quickly. So
absolutely. We're both fun guys, right?
Yeah, we are fun. Okay. We are wild and crazy guys. So Gene Unger is here. And Barb Varson from the cold medicine is just taking over, ladies and gentlemen. So Fairy Bluff Eagle Council, because it is eagle watching days. If people don't realize that already, Barb and I go way back because our kids were in show choir together in the Sauk Prairie Music Department. Boy, years ago, doesn't it seem like a lifetime ago almost?
It does,
so
yeah.
What's Annie up to these days now?
She's in Minneapolis. Working and doing well.
Oh my goodness. So the times change and just you wonder what happened all the years, right?
Yep, right.
So, but this is something you've been working on since Annie was in school. You were sitting back in 1988?
I'm a charter member in 1988, the Fairy Bluff Eagle Council got started.
Wow.
And, as a kind of offshoot of a different organization that was based over on the Mississippi River. But so our main mission is to help wintering eagles, and now we've got such a great and growing population of breeding eagles in this area that we're kind of embracing that mission too, to monitor those nests and make sure that the breeding population around here does well.
Well, and in case people aren't aware, if you live under a rock like I do sometimes, especially when I'm suffering from a cold and feel like it, this is eagle watching days coming up. This is the big weekend where we kick it off, although the eagles have been here for a while.
They come in when the first cold blast of cold comes out of the northwest.
Yeah.
The blast of eagles comes with it.
Yep. Somewhere in November, it seems like. I know.
More in December this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. I could come by on. I live on 4th Street, so I will come down Water Street and go right by Eagle Island on my way home. So usually around the end of November, my wife starts asking, "Any eagles yet? Any eagles yet? Any eagles yet?" So I'm like, "No eagles. No. So and this year, you're right. Yeah, it was much later. It was well into December, I think, before I actually noticed any out there.
But you see
people stopping and looking and, you know, hoping that they'll see one. But this is the big, is there a reason why you chose this weekend? Because it's usually the second weekend in January, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very, very traditionally. You know, as Barb said, the eagles come in, start arriving here, if you will, other than the ones that stay here year-round now and nest here, raise their families here. We do start seeing them. You know, there is a large contingent that Fairy Bluff has put together of people that go out at exactly the same time, roughly 3 to 5 o'clock on every other Sunday afternoon in December, January, February. And simultaneously count, you know, visible eagles flying, you know, up and down the river into their roost areas and whatever. And it provides a pretty reasonable accuracy on the counts. December 3rd, 45 eagles, something like that, I think it was. December 17th, 143. I mean, we picked up 100 eagles in 2 weeks.
Wow.
You know, this is the kind of stuff people love to go see this and experience it, count it, and all that data is captured, and it's meaningful, obviously.
So, Barb, why do they winter in this area?
We have the perfect combination of what they need to survive the winter. You know, everybody points to the dam as the reason for the eagles being here, but there are 26 dams on the Wisconsin River, and we are the only one, at least until recently, that had a nice concentration of wintering eagles.
Okay.
So it's more than just the open water that the dam provides. It's also the hills and valleys around here provide their nighttime roost that
protection.
Gene was just talking about. They congregate in these specific valleys at night and to be protected from the winter elements.
Sure.
So we have that. We have the food source, obviously, and it's not just the fish in the river, but we see a lot of birds out in the agricultural areas feeding on carrion, dead animals.
Okay.
And then the undeveloped shoreline that we have, as we were just talking before we went on air, it's been awfully cold lately, and the eagles really need to conserve their energy as much as they can.
Right.
And so the more big trees that we provide them right along the river, they will sit there, perch there for most of the day, and then you'll see them sally down and pick up a fish and then go right back to their perch and eat the fish. So it's their way of fishing while sitting and conserving energy. So that unprotected shoreline around here is really important, and we've managed through a bunch of conservation actions that we've taken over the years to protect to keep it undeveloped.
Well, and I would think with the cold weather, they probably need to eat more to mm-hmm. keep their heat level up.
The
carbohydrates or whatnot that you need in order to metabolism to keep moving, right?
Right, it's mostly protein.
Protein,
you know,
okay.
Fish is their main diet.
Right.
So gizzard shad here in the wintertime, you'll see them pick up, and Gene was just talking about too, while going up to the dam and watching them fish, and they typically pick up these eight-inch-long gizzard shad. Now, that's kind of in the wintertime. That's their main diet. But
okay.
But they've been doing some studies in the lower Wisconsin. A couple of years ago, they were climbing up into eagle nests along the lower Wisconsin to draw blood from nestlings. And when they did that, they found some interesting things. The other fish that they find in eagle nests in this area are the red horse, largemouth bass, bowfin or dogfish, and carp.
Okay.
And other things, fawn leg, soft-shelled turtle, roadkill turkeys,
oh my.
And baby raccoon.
Wow.
So
that's a pretty
very
good...
opportunistic.
One of the questions was, what do they eat? I think that's a pretty good selection of what they eat, isn't it?
Right.
And so,
well, and it gets more interesting because they also like to steal fish from ospreys now and then. Many people have probably seen this, particularly if they've been in northern Wisconsin. They'll see an osprey flying with a fish, and then along comes a bald eagle and chases it
Snack.
And makes it drop the fish, and the bald eagle will dive down and catch the fish in midair sometimes, and
so they're kind of bullies. They're kind of bullies, aren't they? They're just a bully bird, aren't they?
They are actually.
Yeah.
Well, they're high in the food chain.
Raul, I will share a great quote from Ben Franklin. You know, we all know he wanted the turkey
to be
the national
symbol.
He did. Well, a couple of years after that happened, he wrote a letter to his sister. And in that sister, he said, "For my own part, I wish the bald eagle had not been chosen. He is a rank coward, the representative of our country. He is a bird of bad moral character. He does not get his living honestly. Besides, the little kingbird, not bigger than a sparrow, attacks him boldly and drives him out of the district."
Wow.
So not only is a bald eagle a thief, but he's also a coward.
Wow.
It's our national symbol.
Boy, you don't want to say that around too many Booyah Marines, I don't think. That would not get you friends in a party very quickly.
But it works. It's a great strategy. The kingbird.
The kingbird. So one of the questions here was, what are the biggest threats to eagles now? The kingbird. So that'd be one of them. So
right.
what are the threats? I mean, I would think human beings are probably one of the greatest threats.
A disturbance,
to them.
Right? Yeah, people have probably noticed that we have, disturbance doesn't kill the birds, obviously, but it is a threat. So
sure.
As the Great Sauk Trail has been developed here in town and really heavily used, it's a wonderful, wonderful trail. But it goes right through the area in downtown Prairie du Sac that where we see a lot of eagles. And so once we saw the eagles come in big numbers, we closed that section of the trail.
Okay.
And so that's
roughly a quarter mile, something like that.
It's okay. to decrease the disturbance.
Sure. Well, that trail's not getting plowed or anything, so it's really not safe to be on anyways for the most part. So.
More seriously, and we were really trying to get the word out on this, is lead shot. You know, Marge Gibson was just here releasing eagles over this last weekend,
right.
And she treats over 100 eagles every year, and she said this last year, out of the 100 eagles that she cared for, 28 were lead poisoned because of the gun deer hunting season.
Sure.
And so we've actually been working with McFarland's to really promote this, to get people to use copper shot, copper bullets.
Right.
They are more expensive than your standard ammunition, but a box will last you a long time, and it just... for eagles and other animals that eat the gut piles after deer are shot.
Right.
It's a huge health issue.
Right.
So,
right.
So we appreciate McFarland's cooperation in that.
Well, we appreciate hunters that are willing to take that step and,
yeah,
and spend a little extra more
right
to help
she
take care of our area.
It costs $2,000 a bird to treat those birds and to make them releasable again.
Well, so, and it's a part of our heritage and our community, our mm-hmm culture here. So
right
we all have an interest in trying to protect that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
certainly so education and all the efforts and stuff that Fairy Bluff Eagle Council set aside $200 this year and last year, $10 coupons towards the purchase, you know, to offset the higher cost of the copper or the clad shells.
Wonderful.
And we sold, I think, last year, 6 or 7 boxes. This year, we were at 15. So,
wow.
You know, so it's coming up. If you talk to some of the ballistics guys, they'll tell you that copper bullet is slightly longer to make up for the weight.
Okay.
Which gives a little more speed because it's in the barrel, you know, a little longer, captures more gas. That bullet doesn't drop as quick. And it doesn't fragment out, so it has a little more horsepower for your hunter.
Okay.
So some pretty positive things. But again, hopefully it's a choice thing.
Sure.
And hopefully we can provide some of the education that will lead you that direction.
Okay.
As well as $10 a box.
So is there, right before we go to break here, I want to ask one question here that's just jumping off the page for me, because I don't know this, and I want to know this before we go to break. How do you tell a male from a female bald eagle?
Size.
Yeah,
size. Yeah, they're identical, but within all raptor species,
okay,
the female is typically about a third larger than the male. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Really?
So
with
females
raptors,
will be in the 10 to 13 pound range, and the
okay
males will be more in the 8 to 12 pound range.
Isn't that interesting? So,
mm-hmm, so that staying in your car kind of thing, to not get that one real quick shot, you know, or
right
whatever with a camera.
Right.
These birds need to be in their prime health coming into the nesting, breeding, you know, season, raising their young. And really, there's always a lot more to this story. But these larger birds are ready to go, and the Wisconsin River and this community accepting them helps that.
How many are there right now? Do you know what the total count is in the area now?
We do our roost counts every 2 weeks, and
okay
the last one was, I think, 63, and that was almost a week and a half ago.
Okay.
So it's really weather-dependent.
Okay.
Like when
so
this
40, 143, 60-some.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're constantly moving around.
They'll
the
come
area
in with a
places
really cold weather, and if the cold weather stays for 2 weeks like it did,
okay,
some birds will keep moving through.
Okay.
But then it's supposed to warm up now. It has warmed up.
Right.
So we're seeing more birds in town now.
Oh, my
right
gosh. Go to the dam.
So,
go to the VFW.
Yeah.
Mergansers, seagulls. I mean, you know, you name it. The list goes on. The eagles, they're all there, mm-hmm, and they're all feeding. You can love all them birds.
So don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. We're going to talk about all the places to be this weekend to watch for the best sightings and just some good habits to be maybe get people aware of, so that we can not only have a great viewing season here, but also take care of these eagles that are, even though they are cowards and bullies, we want to take care of them.
Beautiful.
Yes, they're beautiful. We will take care of them.
Thank you.
So, take care. We'll be right back.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
In the car, wherever you are.
And we're back here on 99.7 Max FM. Mornings at McFarland's. That's a lot of M's in one phrase, I think. But anyways, we have M&M's for sale, too. And anyone, you know, wants them, just now that I've put that into your craws.
Yeah.
So my guests this morning are Gene Unger and Barb. I was just thinking to myself, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say Annie Barzin. I'm just going to really, no, but I said Barb Barzin, both with Fairy Bluff Eagle Council. Is that?
Fairy Bluff,
I always want to say, yep. Fairy Eagle. I don't know why. It's like, no, Fairy Bluff, because it's the Fairy Bluff. Right. Where did that name come from? It comes from the area,
Fairy Bluff,
right?
Yeah. Right.
So
yeah,
just west of town, a couple miles here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and just wanted to, that was kind of a natural resting place, right?
And the major roost site. And we should explain that a roost is a valley where eagles will spend the night. It's not a nest. It's a roost. It's where the eagles congregate at night.
Okay.
And there's a Fairy Bluff. There's the big bluff that faces the river, and then on the, I don't know, west side or north side, I guess it would be, is a big bowl.
Okay.
And so years ago, they would use it more than they do now, but that was a major roost.
Okay.
You know, 50 to 100 eagles in it.
So they'll just sort of be together, congregated together, mm-hmm. and kind of congregating for body warmth together or whatnot.
I don't think they get that close.
No, not close. Okay.
Oh, I think it's to chat.
It is.
I seriously believe it's to chat.
There's kind of, that kind of thing going on.
So. One of my best eagle stories, Blackhawk lookout up here, you know, on Highway 60. A local photographer, Kurt Eckel, and I were doing a roost count on a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
And a large amount of birds had come in from the dam, and some of them from south coming up. One particular branch on a big bur oak tree up there just seemed to be getting more and more and more birds. And pretty soon, the branch broke. The branch broke, dropped to the ground.
Oh, my.
And I mean, we're a pretty good distance, but we have binoculars and whatever, and we're watching this. And we, as fast as we could, we counted 41 birds. So I immediately text Jeb, the coordinator on the roost counts, and said, do I subtract 41? Can I still have credit for those 41? And the answer came back, no, but let's see what they get over at Sugarloaf. And my God, they counted 42 coming in.
What do you know? What do you know? Yeah.
All accounted.
Your loss is their gain, right? So, oh, well. So this weekend, this is the big weekend. This is the kickoff. In fact, today, right here, as you're listening, is the kickoff for Eagle Watching Days, right?
Raul, you are the energy.
Man,
you are the kickoff.
I am on it, ladies. I am on my A game, even though I feel like just junk inside. Let me tell you.
These radio waves beeping off the top of McFarland's building.
Yeah,
right
you got to be better than the cold that's in you. So.
Seriously, thank you for the invite to do this here.
Pleasure.
Good
Always
local. We need to keep everybody up to speed here and the local support. We'll be doing the Larry Mueller show later this morning.
Excellent.
Around 11.
Okay.
To add all that.
Start talking about
start talking about all the stuff.
We better get
8:22. We got to talk.
Okay. So, this Friday night, live Birds of Prey show, Schlitz Audubon.
Okay.
There will be a program at Grand Avenue for the youth there, the third through fifth grade, I believe.
Okay.
450 plus students will be getting a program from Mr. David Stokes, Fun with Animals.
Wow.
That's not on this program because it's done separately as another educational effort or whatever. But Friday night, live Birds of Prey show at the River Arts Center by Schlitz Audubon. Saturday morning right away, eagle viewing starts as early as you want to get up, last all day. Pancake breakfast, the Kiwanis. We have some raffle tickets with some great binoculars in there for sale, some sale items or whatever. Eagle watching bus tours, kids activities in the in the area there. And, some of the local places like Trip. And one of the very cool things here is the Golden Eagle Project. Some of what appears to be the immature eagles between the Mississippi and some here on the Wisconsin River are actually golden eagles. So we're going to hear something about that.
Cool.
Live Bird of Prey show, 10:15, Schlitz Audubon again. Some of our local businesses, as Wallersheim and other ones, would be having particular activities. They're Eagle White, actually.
Okay.
At the Trip, Old Abe, Civil War Eagle. And also Art and Don Shigoni from the Menominee Potawatomi tribe.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. If you've never heard Art and Don speak about the Native American connection to the eagle and some of those pieces, it's it's inspiring.
Art is a fantastically mesmerizing speaker. You know, if you really start to just let yourself go into what he's talking about, the pictures he paints sometimes are just so wow. Mm-hmm. I've seen when Art's on, he's like, you know, you want to be, oh, I could sit here forever. How long has it been? 4 hours? Oh my gosh, didn't seem like it. So
yeah,
but cool.
Eagles and Native American culture. Okay. Art and Don Chagoni would be fabulous. And then David Stokes' program, Laughing with Animals, brings all kinds of things and interconnects with the young and the adults as well.
Okay.
But just hugely entertaining. And typically our 12:30 buses would leave the River Arts Center to head down to a release.
Okay.
But the release actually took place this last Sunday. So we will not be releasing any Eagles on Saturday.
Okay.
As the schedule would indicate, we have obviously no control over Mother Nature, the birds and different things. And some of the things that require birds to be released at certain health conditions and things.
Sure.
We will not be able to. Again, it's the wow factor, I guess, if you will. There's so many different Eagle events going up and down the Mississippi, you know, Iowa, Wisconsin, all over Minnesota, excuse me. But the fact of the matter is that we've had the pleasure of having that, those releases.
And right.
Although it's not uncommon, it's not common in many places, somewhat common here, it has been.
Yeah.
So we're going to miss one this time. But Barb,
But you already did one, too. So it's,
well,
it's
we already
still
did
that,
one. You just stay tuned. May be some more after the events or whatever, just because it needs to happen. But Barb, I was off getting some training and working, and Barb and team was trying to fill that time frame. You know, we have thousands of people in town over the weekend, and they need a takeaway.
Sure.
So Barb worked on some things with the team this last couple nights. And Barb, what did we come up with for that timeline?
Well, my husband Jeb Barzin is a wildlife biologist, and he's been involved with the Eagles for as long as I have, and so he's going to be doing an hour-long talk on an Eagle's View of Winter in Wisconsin. So which will include a good 15 minutes of Ask the Expert.
Okay.
If anybody has questions about eagles, he'll be happy to answer those.
Where's that going to be at?
In the River Arts Center auditorium.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll be from 1 until... I'm sorry. First, we're going to do the nature video, and then Jeb will be on from 2 until 3 with his talk.
So you're just extending the number of things that you're using the
theater
for.
Yeah, right. We had a 3-hour gap there at the River Arts Center where normally people would be watching the release, and so we need to add some programming there. So,
excellent.
So that'll fill 1 hour. And then in 2008, PBS put together a nature program on the documentary called American Eagle, and it was actually they followed the... There's an eagle nest in Decorah, Iowa that has a nest cam on it.
Okay.
And that started in 2008. And they did observations of this pair of eagles on their nest for a year.
Okay.
And they turned that into this documentary, this nature documentary, which is just fascinating.
Wow.
So we're gonna show that from
wonderful.
Raul, you might have heard when that came online, over a million hits out of Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and literally took the internet down.
Really?
Yeah.
Because people were watching it so much, huh?
Yes, it's fascinating.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, school teachers will have it on in their classroom, so you can watch these birds 24/7.
Well, I'm sure the servers that they were probably pumping that signal through were not ready for anywhere near that kind of traffic. Yeah,
it's usually cloud in.
No, nothing like that.
So they're really the rock stars of the eagle world.
Wonderful.
They've got a huge following, and since 2008,
wonderful.
Many other nest camps have been placed on eagle nests, so there are a lot you can watch now, but they're kind of the original. So this documentary is really interesting.
Wonderful. Well,
we
way to come together, team.
Yeah,
huh?
We haven't quite gone there yet with moving to that type of intimacy.
I remember you talked about that a while ago. Maybe we're still thinking about it.
Yeah,
yeah. And we've got to be a lot of planning that goes into something like that.
I mean, we have local channels here and some things, and be some pretty decent content.
Yeah.
So.
Who knows?
And I want to mention bus tours as well. We added two more bus tours. So every half hour from 9 o'clock till 12:30. We'll be doing our 45-minute or 50-minute long eagle watching bus tours.
Okay.
And we present a ton of information during those bus tours, and we stop at the 3 eagle watching hotspots in town, which are the Overlook in Prairie du Sac, at the municipal parking lot there, the VFW park, and then the dam.
Okay.
So
yes, as we wrap up today, oh man, there's so much to talk about. I wish we had an hour-long show. Mm-hmm. Are there things in particular that if we could kind of warn people or just get to the top of people's awareness as they're watching these birds, is there something you think that would be most helpful or maybe most advantageous for the eagles? If we could just keep in mind as we're watching these to, I don't know, I keep thinking of, you know, just to do no harm. It's like the Hippocratic Oath, you know, as you're watching the eagles, please try to do no harm. And by being a distraction or by, you know, trying to do something because you got to get the great shot. And by doing that, you interfere with the eagles' diet, you know, that because the eagles just thinking about whatever and you just got in the way of them getting that fish that they've been watching for the past 15 minutes.
If you just are totally the observer and let them come to you, you sit in your car is your best blind. Your car is like a mobile wildlife watching blind. If you stay in your car, you won't disturb them, and they'll get closer to you. You can sit in your car at the dam, and this just happened on Saturday during my bus tour that I led. Birds will come and perch right in those trees, right in front, between the parking lot and the river.
So when you have to get out of your car to get the best shot, you're really probably
exactly.
you're goofing yourself up.
The optics and the cameras now, oh my goodness, you can be a long ways away and still get a, you know.
Yeah, so keep your distance, and photographers are usually the worst offenders of
Well, I mean, because they want the good shot,
yes,
you know.
Right.
They want that shot that nobody else has gotten.
They got the best cameras.
Yeah, well, you know, plus you have Photoshop at home, for goodness sake. So if you get a glare off the window, go to Photoshop it out, you'll be fine.
They help as well. They get pictures and they get some pretty cool shots out there.
Yeah, we're blessed.
You know,
a lot
you can
that.
Get McFarland's is one of our raffle sponsors this year. There's a nice rod and reel. Fishing eagles go together nicely. There are Eagle Optics out of Middleton is supplying a Broughton 8x21 with an Sibley bird book. Value $740. Eagle Optics again, a Ranger edition 8x32 with a warbler guide, $370. $5 tickets. We'll sell most of them up at the River Art Center.
Excellent.
Up there.
And all that money goes to help support and to protect the environments,
absolutely.
As well as education, play for programming. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's really the benefits of that raffle and the benefits of the event are really to benefit the community and the
eagles. It all comes together. Roughly $11,000 to put on our 2-day event.
Okay.
And our sponsors have been fabulous. And again, thanks to McFarland's and all the other ones. So,
and hopefully we can continue to grow and make it even more educational and beneficial for everyone involved, including the bullies, right? we'll take another quick break here to hear a word from our sponsors, folks, and don't go anywhere. We'll wrap up here on our special Eagle Watching Days Eagle-rama show on Mornings at McFarland's here on 99.7 FM Max.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A warm Max FM forecast for today with a mostly cloudy sky, a high in the low 40s, and maybe some patchy drizzle. A little light rain possible later tonight. Fog becomes more widespread. Temperatures only fall to 39 for a low. Rain will change over to snow on Thursday, but minor accumulations expected. The wind will start to pick up as temperatures drop into the 20s. Much colder for the rest of the week, with highs only into the teens through the weekend. If you owe back taxes, call Wall & Associates. They'll have a solution for you. 800-608-2285. Right now it's 34.
99.7 Max FM. And we're back for the final moments of Mornings at McFarland's here at McFarland's in Sauk City. My guests this morning have been Gene Unger and Barb Barzin with the Ferry Bluff Eagle Council. I got that all out in one time. I was saving my best for last. So thank you both for coming down for talking. Best of luck this weekend. This is the weekend, folks. Normally, this would be when I would be talking about all the community events going on. But let's face it, this weekend, it's all about Eagle Watching Days, okay? So what are the big things? Friday, right?
Friday, Birds of Prey show, live Birds of Prey show at the River Arts Center, 7 o'clock.
Wonderful show, too. Learning tons of stuff.
Absolutely. Just start Eagle Watching early in the morning, after 6 o'clock, or just morning break.
Best places to go are down by the dam, Blue Spoon,
absolutely.
Right?
The Overlook.
We'll have attendance with spotting scopes at the Overlook in Prairie du Sac.
Okay, and we can pick up these wonderful brochures here at McFarland's and other places, right?
We've got them distributed around the sponsors, businesses around town. I'll drop you off a few more here,
sure.
Or whatever. Just awesome shows, awesome speakers, everything that's put together. Saturday is the key day. If you're a local person, you want to stay away from some of the crowds on Saturday, come Friday night to the River Arts Center. What a great place. Sit down, comfortable, have a good time, and enjoy breakfast with the Kiwanis early Saturday morning. And other than maybe buying breakfast and stuff, you're not going to need a whole lot of money. Our sponsors have been great, and
so
we've raised
no
money.
Admission, no fees
no
for
admission
no to any events, really.
Nothing.
Wonderful.
Nope.
So, of course, anyone wants to donate, that would be wonderful, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Become a member or whatever, donate online.
What you were talking about, $2,000 to recover a bird?
Yeah, for Marge Gibson, that's what it cost her to rehabilitate a lead-poisoned eagle.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So.
Yeah, and I just want to say, too, that if people are not into huge crowds, we do eagle-watching tours every Saturday. They leave the Cedarberry Inn here in Sauk City every Saturday at 10 o'clock through mid-February.
Okay. And that's like $5 or something,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, $5 donation we ask, and it's a great way to learn about eagles.
So, and it's a great way because you get the tour information. The guides are always people that are basically like a museum, docent, right?
Is that
almost,
yeah.
They're eagle docents.
Yeah, so, there you go. I like that.
So, they can be volunteers, too.
Yes.
We've got stuff
indeed,
to do.
So. Indeed. Well, thank you both so much. Best of luck. I hope just goes wonderful with those bullies out there, those cowards and bullies. Have a great time with those
beautiful.
Guys. They are beautiful, beautiful. Well, and let's face it, even cowards and bullies come through on some days.
So, and they will.
They will indeed. So thanks for joining us, folks, here. Next week we'll be with Lindsay Giese, so come back again. We've got great guests all through the month of January. So, and my resolution this year is to get out to the Birds of Prey show because I haven't been there since Lizzie was a little girl. So maybe Friday night we will get there, too.
Yay.
And I'd love to hear Jeb's thing, too. So lots of great stuff going on, and it's free. That's America's favorite word, that free. So just like eagles, they're free. So take care, folks. We'll see you next week here on Mornings at McFarland's on 99.7 Max FM.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul Labrèche is produced live at our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday morning at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is brought to you by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, and DeMars Plumbing.